May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 954. Save me, O God, my spirit cries, and on thy faithful word relies. Save me from sin, my desperate foe, that fills my soul with every woe. Hymn 954.
from the Holy Word of God. We'll read together part of Genesis chapter 27 and chapter 28. Genesis chapter 27, and we'll begin reading at verse 41, and then read through chapter 28. So Genesis 27, verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." And these words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, "Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day?" And Rebekah said to Isaac, "I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me?" And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and charged him and said unto him, "Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham, to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham." And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, "Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan," and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath, and the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, and the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. May God bless that reading from his holy word to us. May he help us in prayer. Kind and gracious and most merciful Lord God in heaven, do help us, Lord, we humbly pray, as we gather ourselves here this evening to worship thee. Lord, thou knowest the difficulties for us in meeting for a midweek service. With the busy things of the day, Lord, we're not meeting on a Sabbath day, a day of rest, that day set apart from the rest of the week. that, Lord, we gather at the close of a midweek day. And Lord, we pray that special help might be given. Be with any, Lord, who may feel the weariness of the body and mind as we've come to the towards the close of this day. Lord, be with any whose minds are filled with the things of the day. Lord, we pray that thou would help each and grant, Lord, that our minds might be drawn unto thee, that our thoughts and our affections may be raised above the things of the day, and that we may know thy sweet presence and thy gracious influence, both in our hearts and in this service. And Lord, we pray that Satan may be kept from us each, as he would seek to stir up thoughts and take away our attention and our hearing, and fill our minds with anything other than thy word. And Lord Jesus, thou knowest, thou wast tempted, thou wast in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray that thou wilt look upon us in thy compassion. Lord, that thou wilt send us that help we need, that Satan may be driven out of our hearts in this place, and that thou wilt shut us in with thyself. We pray, Lord, that we may know the power of the Holy Spirit, attending the reading, the preaching, and the singing of thy praises, that it may be Spirit-led worship here this evening. Lord, keep us from the outward form only. Oh, Lord, we pray that there may be the reality in our worship and in our religion. Lord, we pray that thou wilt overcome the corruption of our nature. Lord, we confess our many sins and failings. Lord, we confess that our best is stained and dyed with sin, and that our all is nothing worth. Lord, if there's any good thing in us, it can only have come from thee. For, Lord, we have no capacity to bring these things ourselves. Oh, we pray then that thou grant us thy blessing, that thou bless our never-dying souls, that thou grant us the gift of living faith, that faith which is placed and fixed in Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that thou grant us that our anchor may be cast within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. We pray, Lord, that thou keep us from a religion that comes short of Christ and him crucified. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou keep us from just a head knowledge purely. Pray, Lord, that our hearts may be affected, that our hearts and minds might be set on things above, that divine life might be put within each of us, that never to be removed. Oh, then, Lord, do grant us that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we may be rooted and grounded in love. We pray that a Saviour's love might be revealed and made known toward us each, and that we may see in him the putting away of our sin and that bringing in of an everlasting salvation. And so, Lord, do remember us as we gather. Be with any unable to be here. We pray for the afflicted, those, Lord, who are detained, who would be here if they could. Others, Lord, who may be away on holiday, grant thy watchful care. And there may be that returning in due time, in safety. Lord, we do pray for any that may listen and join in the worship here this evening with us, though remotely. Lord, thou knowest, and we would seek thy gracious blessing. Lord, that thy word may have free course and be glorified. Lord, we do pray for this church and congregation. Lord, we do thank thee for all that thou hast done, and pray that thou wilt go on to be gracious to them. Lord, that thou wilt continue thy work here. Lord, that there might be that building up in their most holy faith. And grant, Lord, that there may be that spiritual growth. Lord, that we may each grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that sinners may ever be laid low through the preaching of the gospel here, and a precious Christ lifted up and exalted and glorified, drawing many sinners to look away from themselves, to look upon him and live. We do pray for any who are under conviction of their sin. Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant that leading to Jesus' blood. We pray that they may be brought to the foot of the cross, and as Bunyan's pilgrim, find that at the cross that their burden fall away. Oh, we pray that burdened sinners might be set free, might know that liberty and life-giving blood that are applied to their conscience. Grant, Lord, that freedom. For if the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Lord, we seek more liberty. Those of us, Lord, who have known, who have handled and tasted and felt that he is precious. Oh, that we may have more liberty and more life. Oh, that we may know often thy gracious visits. Oh, Lord, we pray that thou forgive our many sins. Lord, we pray that thou look upon us in thy mercy and thy compassion. And, Lord, help us each to forsake the ways of sin and to run in thy ways. Lord, we pray to be separated from our idols. We pray that sin of pride may be removed from us. Subdue that monster sin that lies within the heart of each one of us. And Lord, may we be truly humbled before thee. Oh, may we ever be conscious of what we are and how great thou art. Oh Lord, we pray to be found in that right place. We would come to thy feet, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, do grant us, we humbly pray, the drawings of thy Spirit. Oh, that wise man said, "Draw me, we will run after thee." Oh, may it be so, Lord, with each one of us. Be with any, Lord, who feel out of the secret. Any, Lord, that may be indifferent, unmoved, untouched, unconcerned. If there are any, Lord, still dead in trespasses and in sins, oh, we pray that thou begin that work even this day, bringing them to that realization that they have a never-dying soul and that they have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that day fast approaches when we must each stand before thee. O Lord, do then grant, we pray, that precious gift of the new birth within each soul. Lord, remember this village and surrounding area, Lord. We do pray there may be many brought to turn in here. Lord, we pray that thou look upon this locality and pour out thy Spirit, Lord, and bring many into true godly concern and exercise over their sin. And Lord, we pray that reviving work might be seen, and that there may be many broken sinners brought to hear the joyful sound of the gospel. Lord, it may be music to their ears, that life-giving sound. Oh, do grant then thy blessing. But remember us, Lord, we pray, as we turn to thy word. Grant us each an ear to hear, a heart to receive. Oh, may we be good ground, hear us this night. And may there be those things for us to take home. May it enter into our hearts, and may it not be lost in our journey home. Grant, Lord, those things brought to our remembrance, things for us to pray over, to think on, that will be applied by thee to thy honour and glory, and for the good of our souls. So remember us, Lord, we pray. Forgive us all our sin, Lord, and those things we fail to ask for, which we stand in need of. Lord, do grant them, we pray, according to thy goodness and thy mercy, which knows no end. We ask these petitions in that worthy and all-prevailing name, that name which is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now sing hymn 1108, 1108. Breathe from the gentle south, O Lord, and cheer me from the north. Blow on the treasures of thy word, and call the spices forth. Hymn 1108.
Turn with me to the chapter we read, Genesis 28. And with the Lord's help, this evening I'll speak to you from the 15th verse. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. The book of Genesis, chapter 28. In the 15th verse, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. This was a very difficult day for Jacob. And maybe you and I have known some difficult days. How much more difficult those days are when there's some sense in your heart that your sin is part of the cause. It is a most distressing thing. Well, Jacob, we began our reading at that very solemn verse, verse 41 of the previous chapter. Esau hated Jacob. Esau hated Jacob. These were twin boys. The only boy, the only children born to Isaac and to Rebekah. And you'll remember when Isaac and Rebekah married, she was barren. And we're told that Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife Rebekah's sake. And it was 20 years. It was 20 years. We're told Isaac married at 40. And he was 60 when these two were born. And when she was with child, with the children in her womb, they were fighting. There was that struggling within, so much so that it caused great anguish to her. And she says in verse 22 of Genesis 25, we're told the children struggled within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus? Why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. Well, she was really feeling that she might lose them. There may be a miscarriage. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And you can read, friends, in the New Testament, where it's revealed, isn't it, through the Apostle Paul, "Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated." Oh, there was these mysterious things. You know, friends, we sing it, don't we? God moves in a mysterious way. And you know, his ways at times are, to us, past finding out. And we sometimes see something unfolding, and in our minds we almost feel we know the way it will continue to unfold. And then suddenly it all seems to unravel. And then where are we left? Well, may you and I be like Rebecca, she went to inquire of the Lord. Oh, may, if there's nothing else remembered from this evening service, may you remember that. Oh, God is his own interpreter. He will make it plain. Oh, that we might go and inquire at the Lord. You know how often we inquire at fellow man, get man's opinion, when our friends and family don't know for certain. Oh, to be found at the feet of the Lord Jesus in prayer. And asking for his help and seeking for his directing hand. And so we have this then. We all know, I'm sure, of that incident when there is the selling of the birthright. Esau seemed to set no real benefit on it, and so willingly did he sell it for that bowl of pottage when he came in hungry from hunting. You know, Jacob had his faults. You and I have our faults. But, you know, Jacob, he saw something. He did see something. He valued and he esteemed the blessing of his father. Yes, he did. Oh, he went about things the wrong way. He went about things the wrong way. But friends, he wasn't like Esau, who seemed to have no value, put no value on these things, holding them in no esteem. Jacob did. Now, you know, when you and I begin to scheme and to plan, oh friends, where will it end? Where did it end with Jacob? Where did it end with Rebecca? We had then our reading. You know, that deception, the deception of Jacob and Rebecca to obtain the blessing. But God had said to Rebecca, the elder shall serve the younger. He didn't require, the Lord doesn't require us to put our hand to sinful things, to hasten on his promise. Oh, may you and I ever remember that. If the Lord has said it, he will do it. In his time, in his way. He doesn't need you and me to meddle in these things. It is not our place to do it. We make a mess of it. Oh, the foolishness of human nature in these things. Well, it ended with this separation, didn't it? Oh, there is that hatred in the heart of Esau. Isaac's old. He knows he's to die soon. He can't live forever. And he's waiting for that day that when his father dies, he's going to kill Jacob. That's solemn, isn't it? These are twin boys. And yet now one is seeking to kill the other. He's purposing in his heart to do it. I will slay my brother Jacob. And you know, oh, how bitter then to send Jacob away. You know, Jacob was the one that was the dweller in tents. And here he is, he's sent away by his mother to a land he's never been to a people he's never met. Oh, it is a dark day. A dark day. And Jacob then begins this journey. And he's travelling and he's alone. And he's left his father and his mother. And he knows his brother hates him and wants to see him dead. And here he is on a journey into a land that he doesn't know, to a people he's not met before. And it doesn't take us much to think, does it, that the fear in the heart of Jacob. Well, he comes then to this place. He went out from Beersheba and he begins his journey toward Haran. Comes to this place and it's toward the night time. He lays down and he dreams this dream. You know, we may not set much on dreams. I don't personally dream dreams like this, but you know, this was a particular dream this night. God was pleased to meet with Jacob, and he dreamed this dream, and he saw some wonderful things. Oh, you know, friends, all things work together for good. Jacob here is leaving, fleeing in fear of his life, leaving his mother and his father, whom he dearly loved. Oh, but the mercy of the Lord. He's leaving with in his heart, in his conscience, he knows that there's faults on his side. And yet, the mercy of the Lord. He meets with him in this dream and he sees a ladder and it's set up on earth and it reaches to heaven and there's the angels of God ascending and descending. Oh, the wonder of this. You know, the greatest of it is this. The Lord stood above it. The Lord stood above it. Oh, what a picture. What a thing for him to see. What a thing for a worm Jacob. A poor, a feeble, sinful worm Jacob. To see this ladder from earth to heaven. You know, friend, what he saw there. That night, it remained with him right through his life. Oh, we want a night like that, don't we? Oh, what times they are, aren't they? When we feel that great gulf between us and Almighty God has been bridged. That's what he saw. He saw the access. He saw something between the gulf that exists between earth and heaven. And there's a great gulf that exists between a holy, heart-searching God and a poor, unworthy sinner. And who, what can span that great gulf? Well, we know, don't we, in the gospel day, it's the man, Christ Jesus, the man, the mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Oh, that's the ladder that he saw. Oh, that ladder was a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that bridges this great gulf. It's in and through and by him that the blessings of God come down to poor unworthy sinners. Oh, and it is through the Lord Jesus Christ that poor, needy, unworthy sinners may have communion, may make their requests known. And it is through him that their prayers ascend and enter the holiest of all. And it is him who gives them the acceptance at the Father's throne. Oh, what a mediator. Well, Jacob saw some precious things. And then the Lord speaks. I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Oh, promises, precious promises. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. Thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Blessed. Oh, the blessings. The blessings of Almighty God made known to Jacob this night. Oh, precious things. And then there's this personal thing. And behold, I am with thee. I am with thee. You're alone, Jacob. You're in an unfamiliar land, Jacob. You're going out not knowing whithersoever you go. I am with thee. Oh, it's a precious thing. Oh, those of you that have things before you. Oh, is this not a word you long the Lord to speak? I am with thee. I'm with thee in all these things, in your tomorrow, in the rest of this week, in all the untrodden steps of your life. I am with thee. Not as a one that would go with you just to observe, but one that is with you in it. Walking with you in it. You think of that word, in all their afflictions, he was afflicted. Oh, this is the Lord's presence, going with his poor unworthy people, not to spectate, but to undertake for them, to grant them those things that they need to walk out what he has purposed for them. I am with thee. And he says, and will keep thee. Will keep thee. Oh, and he needed it, didn't he? Oh, you know, this promise, these promises, how Jacob had to prove them. How this was tried, wasn't it? Friends, it must be so. It will be so. It is purposed by God. If he's given you a promise, if he's given you something, friends, do not expect it not to be tried. This is, you can see it through the life of dear Jacob. In the dealings that he had with Laban, the Lord tried him. What a trial that was! 7 years, and then he's deceived and marries Leah, and then another 7 years is to be worked for Rachel. Oh, the trial! The trying of his faith. Oh, the lessons that he must be taught. the things that must be learned. Friends, we've much to learn, haven't we? And the Lord, he gives faith and he tries that faith. Oh, it is that trial of faith which is much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire. The Apostle Peter says that it may be found. It may be found. The trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Oh, he says in the previous verse, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold, numerous, various temptations. And so it is. Oh, but the Lord is gracious. The Lord is merciful. And the promise stands, I am with thee and will keep thee. Keep thy feet from falling. Keep you from slipping. Keep you from making shipwreck. Keep you from falling utterly and departing from him. Keep your heart and your mind. Oh, don't we need it? Oh, friends, thinking of the many things affecting people's minds, the COVID has had such effect on mental health. Oh, what a need we have, haven't we, to be kept. Our minds kept. Satan attacking us continually, bombarding us, bringing us into bondage and fear, doubts and perplexities that cast dishonour on the Lord, bringing us to confusion if he could. Oh, may the Lord grant us this blessing, this same token, these same precious promises. Oh, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, all places, at all times, in all places. Oh, this is the presence of the Lord with a poor, unworthy sinner. Oh, what a precious thing. Oh, to be found with this same like promise. Oh, you know, this is what was spoken to Jacob. Dear friends, the church of God is under the same gracious promise. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest and will bring thee again unto this land. For I will not leave thee. I will not leave thee. You know, there is a precious foundation here, isn't there? The abiding presence of Almighty God. I will not leave thee. I will not leave thee. You know, Jacob, he had some difficult things. And, you know, he may well have thought about this night often in the leading of the Lord in his life. He had that time, didn't he, when he must go and he must leave Laban. He must return and go back to Bethel. And then we have that time, don't we? When he's brought to meet Esau again. And he's told that 400 men are coming with him to meet him. He doesn't know what's in the heart of Esau. But he knew how he was when he left him all those years ago. And he knew what he purposed in his heart all those years ago. And here he finds he's coming to meet him with 400 men. And he makes his plans. And he sets himself to appease his brother. But then that other night, he entreats the Lord. Jacob said, "O God, my father, Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant." You know, if you're brought there, friend, you are on good ground, aren't you? I am not worthy. You know, Jacob, yeah, he was in a desperate need. He feared for his family, for his livelihood, for his own life. But he had the promise of the Lord. "Thou hast said, Lord, return. And now I face this great trouble, this great trial. And I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou showed unto me." And neither are you and me. None are worthy, are they? Friends, the Lord deals with his poor, unworthy people on one ground. And that's the ground of mercy. It's mercy's ground that he deals with his poor, unworthy people. He doesn't deal on it because they've done something good, or they deserve something, or they've earned something, or they merit something. It is all of his free and sovereign goodness and mercy. And what a ground of and place of acceptance the ground of mercy is. And where do we see this ground of mercy more than in the person of Jesus Christ? For a poor, unworthy sinner to plead the name of Jesus. "I'm not worthy, but he is." Oh, friends, what a blessing to have a name, that all-prevailing name. I ask you this, have you proved it's an all-prevailing name? Has the Lord brought you to those spots and places where you've cried out, and you've cried out in for Jesus' sake? You've cried out for help, and it's on the ground of the worth of the Son of God, not you. You've pleaded a name that he delights to hear his children call. You found that place of acceptance. Well, that night, Jacob, we're told, was left alone. This is him at Mahanaim, Jacob's left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And Jacob said, this person, this glorious person, said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." "Will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Oh, this is determination, isn't it? You know, friends, oh, pray the Lord will give you this same, oh, this prevailing prayer. Oh, have you known something of this wrestling? Friends, what a place this is when you're wrestling in prayer. You cannot, can you, allow a no? Oh, what about you concerning your sin and a never-ending eternity? Oh, friends, you can't settle, can you? I will not let thee go, surely is the language, except thou bless me. Oh, it's to keep knocking, to keep asking, oh, to keep seeking, for seekers will be finders, seeking in this right way. Oh, yes, oh, that blessing of the Lord. He said, thy name shall be no more Jacob, but Israel. But as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And he finds, when he meets his brother, oh, his fears were unfounded. Oh, they fall on each other and kiss one another. Oh, that's the Lord going before. Oh, the Lord making even your enemies to be at peace with you. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee. Maybe you think this is a strange expression that follows, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Maybe you think, well, I thought he will say he'll never ever leave or forsake his people. But this is a particular promise, and it's given to Jacob. And it was a promise that would carry him right to the very end of his life. And friends, he says, I will not leave thee, for I will not leave thee until I have done, finished and completed that which I have spoken to thee of, which was to perfect and to complete him and prepare him for the glory of heaven. Oh, to bless him and make him a blessing. To bless him in his soul, and to bring him to the glory of his eternal rest. And we find, don't we? We find the fulfilling of this. You turn to the end of Genesis. You know, and Jacob has had much trouble. He's had family trouble. He's had that trouble with his daughter. He's had Simeon and Levi and Reuben and the trouble that they've brought him. And then he's had Joseph, who he thinks is dead. His brethren have sold Joseph. Jacob's sons have sold Joseph into the land, but Jacob thinks he's dead. And then we have all of those dealings. And you come to that point of the famine and the need for them to go down to Egypt. And Jacob, in this middle of this trial, he says, Jacob, their father, said unto them, me have ye bereaved of my children? Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, because he had to remain behind. And ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. You know, friends, do not mistake that the promises and the blessings of God, they are not designed to give you a life free from trouble and a life of ease and what we might call plain sailing. Mark the footsteps of Jacob. From this time of him leaving his father and mother to the time of him meeting Joseph in the land of Egypt at the end of Genesis, the book of Genesis. And yet the promise of the Lord stood firm. I am with thee and will keep thee. But it doesn't mean I will keep you from every distress and every trying circumstance. And I'll keep you from everything that might hurt your pride, might bring you down, might be a grief to you in your heart. But keeping us, clinging and cleaving to him, keeping us ever at the throne of grace, teaching us. Jacob, he had much to learn. The blessing of the Lord is that. I'll teach you and bless you in that teaching. Now, it is times of great trial and great trouble. But you know, when he was coming to the end of his life, and Joseph brings his two boys, Manasseh and Ephraim, and he comes to old Jacob now, and you read this in chapter 48. Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz. Which is where our text is, at Luz, which he called Bethel, in the land of Canaan, and blessed me. And he remembered it. He blessed me. And he said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, and I'll make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And those promises that the Lord had given him as he went out from his father's house all those years previous, they were still in his mind. Oh, that the Lord had not failed him. And as he blessed, he calls all his sons unto him, and he blesses them. After he blesses, speaks of Dan, he says this, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. And, oh, Jacob, he gathers up his feet. When Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into his bed, and he yielded up the ghost and were gathered unto his people. A monument of grace. Oh, safely landed. Brought through. Upheld. Kept. And brought into heaven at last. Oh, the gracious hand of God upon him. In all places, he said, whithersoever thou goest, I am with thee and will keep thee. Oh, that the Lord would grant it to you and to me. We have, and we must come to a close, but that those closing verses in that closing verse in Psalm 138, the Lord will perfect, finish, complete. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Well, Jacob proved it. Oh, the Lord was with him. I will not leave thee until I have done, finished, perfected and completed that which I have spoken to thee of. Oh, may that promise given to dear Jacob be yours and mine in the mercy of God. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Cottingham will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Parrish again next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 535. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners, who can make its wonders known? Sin-born slaves through grace are winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. Hymn 535.
Thank you.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.